This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters. That's unthinkable to me. That you have an opportunity in your lifetime to be a professional, that you think about quitting. See, you don't quit it, and you don't quit in sports. You retire. You don't get to quit. That's not an option. See, someone told me that a long time ago. That ain't even an option. And the person told me that, he ain't here anymore. He died. You don't get that option. Now, you can retire. You can do that. But you ain't quitting. You ain't doing that. Not on my watch.
This is a Silk exclusive.
Welcome to another episode of Words Music Dance. I'm your host, as always, Paulie the Bull, no relation to Gravano. I am joined today with the hosts of Homie Picks. We got Ben, we got Lou, we got Jared. Jared, one time, give me your Homie Picks intro.
Good morning, good afternoon, good day to all. Welcome to another edition of Homie Picks, also sponsored in conjunction with Words Music Dance.
True.
I am Jared.
Okay.
With Lou, Ben, and also A2021 Vision President, Paul the motherfucking Bull.
Yeah, all that. Shout out to everybody listening, shout out to everybody watching, you know what I'm saying? As you can tell, they are here. We did the Homie Picks joint because we're talking football right now today. We just finished watching the conference championship games. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. But once again, we have two Discord channels that are both in the description below. We have a Homie Picks Discord channel for sports and all that stuff. And then we have a Words Music Dance Discord channel for pretty much news, everything else. And all in down there, click it, join the conversation, because the conversation continues. All right? Hi, Mom. And before we get to the games, let's talk about you guys first and foremost. Homie Picks, basically, season pretty much done. You got one more pick left in you, you know, Super Bowl. But to end the season off, Jared, you were in last place by one game.
All
you
right.
Went 43-32, so 57% right, which is still, you know, pretty good. Ben said when you guys started, as long as you're 50% or better, you're good. So, you know, 57% is very accurate. Ben, you beat him by one, going 44-31.
That's all I needed, bro.
59%, so almost 60%. That's quarterback numbers. You only be 60% accuracy on that. You know what I'm saying? But Lou, this was your year. You know, you had a couple of perfect weeks. Let me see. Lou was
4-1. And then I had two horrible weeks after that.
He was 4-1, 4-1, 3-2, 5-0, 4-1, 2-3, 3-2, 2-3, 2-3. 5-0, 4-1, 5-0, 2-3, 3-4, and then 0-3 to end the season off. So, but you finished in total with 47 right and 28 wrong for 63%. So, 63% accuracy, even with that, you know. And again, the week you did 0 for everything, you went opposite. So you pretty much would have been perfect that week if you would have just picked the opposite of what you did pick.
That was my opposite.
But you can see the standings and everything on the 2020vision.com, actually. We got every episode on there. We got everything that they picked, the scores, all that good stuff right on there, as well as a link to FanDuel Sportsbook. If you sign up, you get $50 free money to you know, bet and do some things with and yada, yada, yada. So have fun with that. But fellas, how did y'all feel about this season overall? You guys did the picks, you did some games. Did you feel like, you know, because you guys all did pretty good, 57% and up. So did you feel like this season was predictable? It was weird. It was, how'd you feel with it? So Jared, we'll start with you since you're at the bottom of the list.
Because I'm the fucking bar. I'm the fucking bar now. This is
you are.
But that's fuck me. Football. That's how I feel, man. Fuck football as a sport, entertainment, and as a motherfucking crew. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm, all right, mm-hmm. Next.
Okay.
Well, Ravens.
So yeah. So Ben, how do you feel about this season?
The season was a little wonky for me. Like, I must say, like, if you picked a lot of favorites, you did good this year. The favorites were by far the most successful picks, but I mean, it is what it is. I like to bet more underdogs just to get more money out of it, but
and that's fun.
Can't complain.
Right, it's fun to pick underdogs. You know what I mean? You have to have enjoyment with that. But Lou, you know, you 63%. How'd you feel about this season? How did it feel to you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a topsy-turvy season, right? You had teams on top that we didn't think were gonna be there. We had teams that were supposed to be on top that didn't even sniff the playoffs. So it was a lot of inconsistency and you know, a lot of the winners won and the losers lost straight up. Like you can tell who were the teams that came to play and who teams didn't. So all in all, I would say it was an up and down season, but 63%, I will take it.
Mm-hmm. I think it was about, let me see, you would say 12 wins or better. So it was 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams, 12 wins or better. Obviously the Lions were 15 wins and the Vikings were 14 wins in the same division. So a lot of wins in that division. So a lot of, like you said, the favorites were kind of holding.
Weren't the Packers like 12 wins too?
11. 10, I think.
11.
So still. Close enough. And they beat up on the Bears and whoever else they played. So it was a very, you know, but again, I think they said the Vikings was the first 14-win team to lose in the wild card round. So again, them being 14 wins, they weren't number one in their division. So they didn't get that bye or the weaker team. They had to play a good team because of the way it falls. So there's been, I guess, talks of them revamping the playoff seeding. What do you guys think? Like, should they get rid of the whole division winner guarantees? Because you know, they're saying, oh, there's always a weaker team that gets a home game. You know what I'm saying? Even though this year really wasn't that bad. Everybody at least was above 500. you know what I'm saying? Every division leader had at least 10 wins. So we've seen, you know, years where there was 8-7, or you know, sometimes even worse teams, you know, get the home court, home field. So, do you think they should leave the playoff seating as is, or should they change that division winner gets a home game, you know, in the wild card round? What do you think, Lou? We'll start with you, Mr. Number One.
Well, I think definitely they should do a reseeding after the first round of the playoffs, because having a team, you know, like the Vikings not host a playoff game is just crazy to me. Granted, it made no difference because they played on neutral field, but I think one, especially with divisions like the Vikings and the Lions, where those two teams again can repeat next year and have multiple digits wins, I think a reseeding is probably necessary after the first round, because teams like the Chiefs coast through the playoffs, you know, having to face those teams that beat up in each other early on. So I definitely think a reseeding should be done, just in the sheer fact that it'll make it more interesting. We won't have those predictable matches that, you know, some teams will start tanking towards the end of the season to avoid certain teams until, you know, the championship round. So a reseeding would just make it, you know, even playing field.
Ben, what do you think?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Lou here. I mean, reseeding would be good and just like make it a little bit more competitive, particularly at least reward the teams that actually, you know, played well and got the better records. Because right now, yeah, like for example, AFC South, Texans came out of it, but it wasn't like the greatest division. Similarly, you can say with the NFC East, you know, kind of stuff like that. So usually the weaker divisions, they get a home game just because. I mean, look at Tampa, they got a home game. NFC South was really weak this year. So, I mean, you don't want to reward, like, you want to reward a better record, I would think. So it'll just incentivize teams to play harder, particularly in weaker divisions.
I mean, Tampa Bay almost beat Washington. So Tampa Bay was I think Tampa Bay was a little better than their record showed. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to discredit that. So, you know, but Jared, what do you think?
Tampa, I mean, Washington was better than the record was until they placed the Eagles. But I don't really care. Like, I mean, I can understand reseeding after the first, but honestly, it doesn't matter. Like, the game is, you're supposed to play to win, period. So I'm not going to reward you for not winning your division. Like, win your division. I don't care how many people in the NFC, in this, I mean, we had this example for this year, for the North being so damn dominant, except for the Bears. Like, you have a division that you have people who won 11 games or more, three teams. That's cool, but the game is, the object is to win. You win, you get rewarded with a home, with a home field. I can care less if you're a 14-win team. You got to play on the road. Win your division. Simple as that. Go against Detroit, dominate them, beat them, have the host them. I mean, and honestly, the Vikings, I can really care less, because another reason why I say I care less is because then they have home field advantage against the Giants, and the Giants smoked them
Oh yeah,
that
a
year.
couple years.
Yeah, a couple years ago. So I don't care about home field. Like, play to win, get rewarded by doing that, and then go from there.
True. What do you guys think about like NBA style, just NFC best record 1 through 7 or whatever, and AFC best record? You know, do you think the playoffs should be like that? Just best
Just
record gets home
overall
field?
conference.
Yeah, because you know how the NBA does East and West, but they do the conference. So best record in this conference, best record in that conference be the seeding. First round, get the first teams, look at the bye. So 2 would play 7, 3 still plays 6, and 4 and 5 still match up.
Go
I'm
ahead.
cool with it, but at the same time, look, I get it. You know, you play 18 grueling games, you know, or 17 grueling games. And some people don't have a bye week forever, you know, whereas and it's once a week stuff. Like, it's a very more it's a more physical game than basketball. You know, I think it's evident by the fact that people play once a week and not 2, 3 times a week, you know, like how other sports do play. Like, it's a very taxing thing on your body. So I'm cool with the top seed having an extra bye week. You know, I'm not objecting to that. I think, you know, I'm sure other one seeds would like Detroit would love to have another game to play, because they can they like them, like Baltimore the other year, you know, and other teams where you lose the first game you play, because you could say, oh, well, you know, we weren't in rhythm. Like, everybody else has been playing in rhythm because they're playing consistently throughout. We had a week off, and we're say that for about the Chiefs. I can say what you want about the Chiefs, but the Chiefs still won, you know, their game after a week off. So, you know, I'm cool with this being a very taxing game and everybody getting a week off, you know, and then you prepare for your other team. So I don't know.
Because if they did do a just straight 1 through 7, the AFC would only have one team. So the Chargers and Texans, it would have just been a home game for the Chargers instead of the Texans, but they still would have played each other. But if the NFC just did straight 1 through 7, you know, Minnesota would have jumped up to third place instead of, you know, being down there. Washington would have been behind them in third place instead of being where they played at. And Green Bay would have jumped up to like fourth place instead of being at the bottom at 7. So it would have been more of a restructuring in the NFC, and the AFC really just with one game would have just been the same teams that have matched up, but it just would have been on a different venue if they played it
But
straight
well,
up.
didn't
So,
Washington beat Green Bay during the season? So I think Washington still would have had it over Green Bay.
well, they had a better Green Bay had a better record. Oh no,
Yeah,
Washington! No, Washington had a better record. I mean,
so Washington had a better record, I thought.
Washington, yeah, I was gonna say they would have been in the third seed, and Green Bay would have been below
Okay,
them
they were
still.
third. Okay.
They would have been because the Tampa Bay and LA had 10 wins. Green Bay had 11.
Gotcha. All right.
So Seattle still wouldn't have made it. They had 10 wins but didn't make it. But Tampa Bay and LA would have moved to the bottom, and Green Bay would have moved more. You know, they would have pretty much hosted a. No, they still would, they wouldn't have hosted it, but they would have been higher seeded, so they would have ended up playing, you know, either the one of the middle teams there. So it would have changed. It would have been more change in the NFC. The AFC would have still been the same teams, same games. You know what I'm saying? Except for Chargers and Texans would have flipped home field. So if they did that. So I say all I have to say, I mean, it's not a major difference with giving the home field to the division winner. The same team still make the playoffs. And again, there's been other years where it was really like, okay, this team would have made the playoffs if they won the division. But that is the gift of winning your division, you know what I'm saying? And it, I guess until they restructure, and like, for example, the NFC East, that division, obviously Dallas is not an Eastern team, but it's a rivalry team with the Giants and the Eagles for years. So it's supposed to be a fun division. It's supposed to be, you know, that rivalry. And when the teams are good, the NFL is better for it. So they need some kind of, you know, they need to do something more with the teams need to get better. You know, I think that's what right. comes down to. The teams just need to get better. Not, yeah. You know, I wouldn't change it myself. I just think, you know, the divisions that suck, they just got to figure it out. Somebody got to get better and do better in that division. So
yeah, I wouldn't change it that part either. I would keep the conference. You know, each winner gets that. But yeah, they do have to figure out a way just to make each individual conference a little bit more competitive. Like I said, like because. Some weak divisions when they have multiple losing teams, and middle of the year you can see they just basically just coasting and just not really trying anymore. But other than that, yeah, I mean, yeah, it doesn't make that much of a difference, particularly in the AFC. I mean, the AFC is just so top heavy right now. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally, they really are. Like they, and it's funny because even though, you know, Detroit and Philly. And Minnesota, you know, had, you know, 14 or better wins, and only KC and Buffalo had, you know, 13 wins or better. But, you know, all year, nobody really respected Minnesota. Sorry, Danny. the Eagles were also a little shaky because it was like we knew it was all Saquon. More on that later. And then the Lions were dealing with injuries all year, but it didn't really hinder them. Until they made it to the playoffs and right. eventually just couldn't fight it. So speaking of injuries, do you guys feel, because, you know, now there's 17-game season. They're thinking about going to 18 games, adding, I believe, either Germany or something like more foreign games.
Right.
Do you think that's taxing on the players? Do you think injuries are up or so because of, That travel and like a lot of, and more games getting thrown in, and even now we had a Wednesday game this season for Christmas. You know, you think they're moving around too much and that's messing up players, or do you not mind that as well?
See, I feel like that's a combination of things, of factors with the injury part of it. I mean, you can say the lack of. The preseason games, a lot of starters don't play, so they don't get those repetitions early on. So then when they get into the season, they're still getting those little minor injuries that probably they would have gotten during those preseason games and gotten it out the way. But if they do go to an 18 game, they would have to consider doing a 2-week bye for each team, because otherwise, yeah, it's just too taxing. It's a very, very demanding physical game. To add that extra game, and then on top of that, all that travel, and then some of the teams get that short week on the Wednesday and the Christmas games and all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, if they really want to do it, fine, but I think they really got to work in 2-week buys for each team.
I think what they've been saying, so to combat, like to your point about a 2-week buy, they're trying to keep it the same buy, but if you do play a travel game, then your next game is on Monday or something like that, I think they said, or they want to give you that long. Or
yeah, Thursday. They try that. But still, I feel like just it would just be better. You'll get better a better product if you give them some rest. If you're wearing them thin, they're gonna be worn out, and then for sure they're gonna start thinking load management kind of deals. And let me not play my starter this week, or let me limit him for X amount of snaps just because, just in case for the injuries. But now, if you have a 2 week bye spread out between in the season, you know one of these weeks coming up, you at least get to rest some of you guys.
And let's not forget, the players voted on this. The last collective bargaining, they almost went on strike. Well, they did strike a little bit, but it was like before the season started, it was good. But the league doesn't just make, they can't just change it. The players have to agree upon it. So for the right price, the players is like, okay, you know what I mean? So they did agree on this extra game and all of this stuff. So but Jared, what do you think about that? What do you think about the
I think if you're going to do an extra game overseas, I don't care if it's London, Germany, Holland, wherever. When you come back, you're guaranteed to have a day off. Like that's just what that it has to be.
Yeah, because that's
If you're
always the
going to do
early
it,
Saturday game, so.
right, you're just going to have like when you come back, that's your week off, just to recoup and get back because time zone adjustment is hard. It's hard enough, in America when you're going three, east to west to east, and you're doing three time zones right there. To go 7, 8 hours ahead, so 6 hours ahead, whatever, some places, that's hard enough by itself. So, if you're going to have that kind of thing and do an extra game, so now you're up to 18 games, then yeah, you're going to have one bye week for the return and another bye week as like a regular bye week. Or a regular or random bye week, for that. But also there's a problem that presents itself when you have 18 games you're playing because that's kind of why you want to do that's kind of why you want to do an odd number. Because if you're half and half, 8 and 8 or 9 and 9 in this case, that presents itself a little bit of a problem also, rather than 10 and 9 or 10 and 7, whatever stuff like that. I mean, you're gonna face a problem no matter how you look at it, because you can literally have teams that are right now 15 and whatever. It's very possible 14 or whatever. Like it's very possible to have tying records and then just have the divider from there. Then you're gonna go. Everything has. Luckily, that's the best thing about sports. Period is even if you have a tying record, there are tie breakers included into it, whether it be strength of schedule and whatnot. Or tiebreakers. So I mean, it's gonna be a tough thing anyway, but players want money. And I think they're gonna see that as an incentive to get more money. Extra game means extra dollars in my contract. So, they agreed to it as they agreed to having a Wednesday game or Christmas. And who's to say that I forgot what I didn't even check, but I don't know what day of the week Christmas falls on this year. As maybe a Thursday or whatever. So who's to say you're not? I mean, if that's cool, then you already have Thursday games. That's what's up. But if Christmas is on a Tuesday, but you're going to have a Sunday, a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday game,
It's on
that's going to be
Thursday
kind
this
of
year.
on Thursday. So that's, then it falls within the line of other Thursday games anyway. So that's not bad because you have that for Christmas, Thanksgiving also. So in regular prime games. So that's cool. But,
Lou, what's your thoughts on it?
I mean, for me, the league is all about making money, right? The dollars need to make sense. I think it's gonna have to be two buys, like the fella said. And yeah, the teams that definitely go out, to Europe are gonna have to come back on a buy. Just it's because it just makes sense that way. But I do believe we're headed that way. I mean, the league wants to make as much money as possible, so it's inevitable, and the product sells, right? We hear that the NFL's outpacing basketball games on Christmas and baseball on any other time. So the money's there. So if the money continues to make sense, they're gonna push the 18 weeks, and then it's gonna come down to basically the players making that adjustment and with their body, with their health, and what they do on the off season.
What do you
Wait, Paul.
guys?
Right quick. It's funny when you mentioned that last thing, Lou, about outpacing basketball, because I do remember vividly LeBron having that very vivid comment about, no disrespect, but Christmas is our day. So it's like, it's funny you say that about it being your day, but meanwhile, the two football games that went head to head against basketball.